DLP, who's on the policing board. Conal, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Conal, where have the failings been as far as the police are concerned on this?
Well, I think the failure has been to acknowledge whatever about the law, to acknowledge the moral duty that any public authority would have to treat, you know, body parts, particularly body parts of deceased people, particularly body parts of people who, frankly, probably have been murdered, with absolute respect, and to treat the family with courtesy and respect. And the great tragedy of this story, Frank, is not, you know, what the law says or doesn't say. It has been the total failure of the PSNI and previously the RUC to understand the human impact of not dealing with the question of body parts in a way that is sensitive to families. I mean, Mrs. McAlorum was dealt with in the right way, in that the police did all the right things. You know, they informed her of, you know, what must have been a really, really, really difficult piece of news to receive, that Meghan's head was going to have to be retained for a period of time. And even then, she found it difficult and traumatic. What we're talking about here are 67 families who have no idea, maybe going back 30, 40 years, have no idea at all that possibly a significant body part is not with the rest of their loved ones' bodies, but lying in a mortuary or in a police lab somewhere.
If the story hadn't broken, of course, the police were going to deal with this in the very near future. The legislation changed, I think, about 6 years ago, and the audit has been ongoing in recent years. The police are certainly saying that they had a plan in place to deal with it.
That's what I understand, but one of the major failings of the PSNI in this regard is that, you know, they've had the heads up on this issue since 2009. And we are only, even at policing board level, even myself, and I'm sitting speaking to you here from the office of the policing board, only hearing about this in the past 2-3 days. And that begs a basic question about whether the police genuinely understood the human impact of this issue. I mean, I appreciate that they are not under a legal duty, but, you know, we don't just observe the letter of the law in a civilised society. We observe, you know, basic questions of human dignity, and we try and appreciate the human impact of what we do, you know, in our professional lives. And it seems to me that the PSNI have failed miserably to appreciate the human impact of all this, not just in the past few months, but arguably since 2009, and arguably still since 2000, when the Alder Hey situation broke out over in England and this whole question of human tissues became a real live issue in public policy.
Conal McDevitt, thanks for your time this morning. Conal McDevitt on the policing board from the SDLP. Mike Nesbitt's the leader of the Ulster Unionist. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Mike, a lack of understanding of human dignity seems to be the suggestion there from Conal McDevitt. It's understandable why people would say that. Do the police not understand, as a police force, do they not understand what families go through when they lose a loved one? The very idea that even tissue, Lord forbid, a skull would be kept back, yeah, without being told. Do they not understand the pain?
I think, Frank, you've used a word which I think is at the nub of it. You talked about a police force. That is the police service of Northern Ireland. So for me, it's not about the law, because nobody's suggesting that the police broke the law in retaining these body parts. It's about a culture. It's about an attitudinal issue. Is it a police force which would imply we are in charge, we will do what we believe to be right for society? Or is it a police service, a service which deals in a sensitive and understanding way with the community to which they are employed and engaged? And that is the question. It seems that, you know, it is a failing. There's no question there has been a failing here. You're looking from 1960, Frank, that's 52 years ago. That means today that potentially one of these family liaison officers is knocking the door to tell, not necessarily the husband and wife 52 years on, not possibly even the son or daughter 52 years on, but it might be the grandchildren of the dead person, this horrendous news that the full body was not buried 52 years ago.
But of course, people are hearing about more recent deaths as well, with a knock on the door this morning.
Yes, and you know, if you are a victim, no matter how it has happened, whether it's through the Troubles, whether it's through a murder, whether it's through an accident, You know, it is incredibly shocking. And for some of the 67 families, we have to assume that it won't just be shocking to get this news, that it will be traumatizing. And everything that I say as a public representative, I think, should be measured against the primacy of the families and their feelings at this time. And also the need to be extremely sensitive in criticizing anybody who needs to be criticized, and clearly there are those who need to be criticized and need to be questioned. I mean, in my mind, I'm saying to myself, if the Human Tissue Authority ordered this in 2010, why has it taken 2 years for the Police Service of Northern Ireland to do this audit? With the advances in DNA technology, did that not make the need to retain body parts obsolete? Or maybe it didn't. These are a lot of questions that I hope the members of the policing board will bring forward to the senior police officers in the PSNI and get answers from the public. But again, tempered by the need to be respectful of the 67 families, their shock and possible trauma at this time.
You have to keep in mind, I suppose, the family liaison officer, okay, specially trained men and women in the PSNI, but as they go out to do a day's work today, it must be very difficult for them.
Yes, I mean, would you fancy knocking the door and saying, you know, the way your father was murdered 20 years ago, can I come in? I have some more news for you. It's not something anybody would want to have to do. It's a situation that we have found ourselves in, and I think it is incumbent on the police service to put their hands up, which I think they have done, and to concentrate in the first instance on looking after the specific families who are going to be impacted by this, then going to the policing board and discussing those issues with those who hold them to account. And thirdly, and importantly, there's then the question of trying to restore trust with the public for whom they serve as a police service. Because, you know, you could understand a lot of people would say, well, if that's what we're hearing about today, what's coming tomorrow?
Mike Nesbitt, thank you very much indeed. Mike Nesbitt, leader of the Ulster Unionists. 90333105, 077 66 105 105. We had asked for Assistant Chief Constable George Hamilton, but he wasn't available to appear on the programme this morning. He is the man who's speaking on behalf of the PSNI. Let me speak to...